Gotcha, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're starting with Gene Krupa. I agree. Why not? And that's from a Feb 55 LA recorded LP called The Jazz Rhythms of Gene Krupa. That was TP, and it did capture the drums of Native Americans, or as they were referred to back then, Red Indians, in all our games of cowboys and Indians. And certainly it was never meant to be derogatory. But yes, it's the hearer who decides it's derogatory rather than the speaker. The pianist Bobby Scott wrote that song rather than Krupa, surprisingly, and the other two members of the quartet were Eddie Shue, tenor, Milt the Judge Hinton, bass. This next one is based on a poem by William Carlos Williams.
Thank you.
the Joe Locke Jeffrey Keyser Group in November 2011 at the Walk My Dogma studio, which is owned and run by another member of this group, Mike Pope. The song was This Is Just to Say, based, as I said earlier, on a poem by William Carlos Williams. I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious, so sweet and so cold. Lock vibes, Keyser piano, Pope bass, and Terrion Gully drums. This next one's a long track, but no choice. We have to hear it all.
We'll be right back.
And that's from an LP I found only a month or so back. Found as in a shop and bought it rather than merely found it. That was the title song, Sonny Rollins' compo, Playing in the Yard. The LP is subtitled Charlie Rouse and the Stan Tracy Quartet. Rouse, as I'm sure you well know, was Thelonious Monk's tenor man for almost 10 years, and Monk had very, very high standards. Stan Tracy already had a tenor man, Art Thiemann, in his quartet, and the two, Rouse and Thiemann, play so well together, you'd think they were a regular team. Thiemann gave us the first solo, Rouse the second. Stunning bass solo by Dave Green, saw him live just last week, still world class. And the drummer is Stan's then-regular guy, his own son, Clark Tracy. Recorded in October 87 at the Boathouse Studio, London. This next one's gloriously rowdy, but who's the leader? You will never guess. Ever, ever, ever. Song was called The Sweet Smell of Sunday. Great title. Recorded in 63 by someone I never saw live, or was meant to. He went into semi-retirement in the mid-60s when he contracted arthritis brought on by an earlier car crash. And yet, and yet, and yet, he continued playing two sets every Monday night at the Iridium Club in New York until just before his death in 2009, when he was 94. And the club still has a Monday night tribute every single week. Yes, it was guitarist Les Paul, inventor of the first solid body electric guitar, and the famous Gibson Les Paul guitar was based on his original 4x4 pine log, as he called it. Got this on a cheapo LP with absolutely no details. It's listed as Les Paul and Trio and the Wind Jammers. And here's another song that's virtually impossible to guess who the leader is, so let's just enjoy it. My hat.
I love my hat, my beautiful hat, more than anything. and through my hat, my beautiful hat, I see a wedding ring. The king will marry me and make me his own before all. And when I'm married, I shall wear my hat and walk on the palace wall. I love my hat, my beautiful hat, more than anything. And through my hat, my beautiful hat, I see a wedding ring. The king will marry me and make me his own before all. And when I'm married, I shall wear my hat and walk on the palace wall.
Indebted to Gearbox Records again for this tremendous LP, part of their ever-increasing catalogue of long and forgotten gems and current recordings. This, in fact, was recorded June 2012 at the Red Gables studio in London. The joint leaders are Kenny Wheeler on flugelhorn, Norma Winston vocals. Wheeler sat out that song, as no doubt you realised, but this is a very jolly mainstream recording. Somewhat odd to find the normally avant-garde-ish Wheeler here at all. And there's also a group called London Vocal Project doing close harmony singing. That was Mike Lockhart on alto, Nicky Iles piano, Steve Watts bass and James Madron drums. And that was a Kenny Wheeler song, My Hat. Next, The Song Is You.
Thank you.
Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II's The Song Is You, written in 1932 for the musical Music in the Air. Frank Sinatra's version is probably the best-known one. Here in March 81 in San Francisco, it's a band led by altoist Herb Stewart, and as well as alto, he plays clarinet, soprano and tenor. He was in Woody Herman's Second Herd in 1947, and that secured his place in jazz history, as he was on the very first recording of Four Brothers. For some reason, he's only made two albums as leader since then, this, The Three Horns of Herb Stewart, being the last that I know of. Eddie Duran guitar, Smith Dobson piano, John Mosher bass, and Eddie Moore drums. Here's another vocal. It's a song I'm pretty sure I've never heard before. Please listen out for the guitarist.
Don't let the thunder scare you. Don't let it wear you down. You may get wet, but you never can drown in the rain. Don't be afraid of showers. Feel like the flowers do. Your cares will be nil if you will trill a silly refrain. Start singing, run, little raindrop, run. Get along, little cloud, get along. I've got a date with a place in the sun. So run, little raindrop, run. Laugh, little cloud, please laugh. Mr. Gloom is afraid of the sun. Go away, little blackbird, stay, little bluebird. Run, little raindrop, run. You better go, I'm as sure as I live. You're gonna wind up deep, deep down in the dreary river. Run, little raindrop, run. Get along, little cloud, get along. I've got a date with a place in the sun. So run, little raindrop, run. Run, little raindrop, run. Get along, little cloud, get along, get along. Old Mr. Gloom is afraid of a song. You better go, are as sure as I live. You're gonna wind up deep, deep down in the dreary river. Run, little raindrop, run. Get along, little cloud, get along. In the sun, so run, little raindrop, run, run, run. You may get wet, but you never can drown in the rain.
Run, Little Raindrop, Run is a Gordon Warren song, so it must be quite well known, but doesn't ring any bells with me at all. The singer is Ruth Price, with Johnny Smith on guitar, and he was the main reason I bought this Roost LP. John Ray vibes, Clyde Lombardi on bass, John Lee drums. The extremely eloquent Ms. Price does a vocal version of Harold Arlen's A Sleeping Bee, and that's one of the very few times I've heard Truman Capote's lyrics, when a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand. It's time for Ellington, and I've chosen something unusual this week. It's a rehearsal from the Anatomy of a Murder soundtrack. It's bitty and it's a bit broken, but it's, what should we call it, educational.
How much time we got? 3 minutes? Gotta go? Play Roy Merrily Roll Along, will you? Merrily rolling along, will
Sunday.
I hope Ellington's voice was audible. I whacked the spoken instructions or guidelines up as far as I dared. Fascinating to hear the great man at work. Got to love your work, and he did. It was May 59, and Ellington was rushing to complete the film score for Anatomy of a Murder and to record it. Masters and film stings at the very same time as he's introducing the band to the music for the first time. It's a long, long way off the finished product, as you heard, and the maestro exhorts them to one more time. The songs were, or rather, they were part of songs called Hero to Zero and Windswept Sunday. Not had much piano this week. George and Ira Gershwin's Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, written for the 37 film Shall We Dance, with Fred and Ginger, probably best remembered for the I say tomato, you say tomato line. And this is Ted Rosenthal on piano in July 2013, with Martin Vind bass and Tim Horner drums. Have you met Miss Jones? Vibes Week. That wasn't planned, it just worked out that way. This time it was the veteran Red Norvo. It's a Jan 57 recorded LP called Collection, with on most tracks a sextet. But here on the Rodgers and Hart classic Have You Met Miss Jones, Art Pepper lays out, leaving Red with Howard Roberts guitar, Jerry Wiggins piano, Ben Tucker bass, Joe Morello drums. The whole LP's worth was recorded in one day, as these various musos just happened to be in Hollywood that day, transiting to other gigs. Shame to miss out on Art Pepper, so we're going to squeeze him in before the end of the show. I'll rustle around while we're listening to this next vocal. It's K-Star this time.
My kind of love, your kind of love, keeps me believing, although you're deceiving. My kind of love, one way to paradise. My kind of lips, your kind of lips, when love comes encourage that feeling. My kind of love, one way to pass.
Miss K-Star in LA in October 61, with an all-star, no pun, sorry, a first-class supporting group, Ben Webster tenor, Jerry Wiggins again on piano, but here he's Gerald Wiggins, Al Hendrickson guitar, Joe Comfort bass, and brother of Lester, Lee Young drums. My Kind of Love. Before our closing number, which of course will be Art Pepper, here's a very short interlude by the Italian trumpeter Enrico Rava. That very short and very sweet song was called Parks, written and played by Enrico Rava. Originally, he was a trombone player before he heard Miles Davis, and he immediately switched to the trumpet. Recorded June 75 in Ludwigsburg in Germany for ECM Records, with John Abercrombie on guitar, Paula Danielson bass, and Jon Christiansen on drums. And now that Art Pepper number, The Way You Look Tonight, from the 1936 film Swing Time, sung in this instance by Fred Two Ginger, and it was the Oscar-winning song of that year. Music, Jerome Kern, lyrics, Dorothy Fields. Art Pepper, alto, Hampton Hawes, piano, Joe Mondragon, bass, Larry Bunker, drums. This says it's live at the Surf Club in Hollywood, Feb 52. Well, if it's live, it's in front of an empty room or a dead audience. And Art Pepper was certainly worth waiting for. As always, I've enjoyed playing this seemingly random set of records for you. Hope you've had fun listening, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.